Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. In this podcast, we tackle the tough, often unspoken realities of motherhood, neurodiversity, and mental health. I'm in the kitchen. I've been holding it for a while. Like it's just been sitting there on my mind and I'm waiting for a gap. Hey, can we just talk about what happened before? But I don't even get to finish it because I'm met with not right now, no eye contact, just continues doing what they're doing. Bed, phone, all the normal. But suddenly this doesn't feel small or normal. There's a pause and it feels really heavy. And I say, what do you mean not right now? It'll just take 2 seconds. And I start to feel a bit tight. And he says, I just don't want to get into it right now. But that lands heavier. I'm not trying to get into anything, but I can hear him sigh, picks up his phone. I don't want to do this right now. I've got to get going. And that's it. Something shifts. And I can feel it happening in my body before anything's even been said. And I say, but it's not even a big thing. I just want to resolve it. And he shakes his head, looks at me and says, I just don't want to do it right now. I've got to get going, but I can't leave it. I say, well, why not? And then he starts sighing. And I say, but I'm just asking. But he doesn't want to talk about it right now. But I feel panicked, like it's flipping. Like if I don't catch it right now, it's going to escalate and I need it to be okay. My phone starts buzzing on the bench. It's a reminder about something. I don't even know what it is. I put it down, not important. I'm trying to sort this out. He picks up his phone now, but actually starts looking at it and scrolling. And he says, I just don't have time at the moment. And I can't help myself. I say, but you've got time to scroll. That doesn't go down well. And I say, I just wanted to talk about just one thing. And he says, yeah, but it always turns into this. And now we're both in the same dynamic. I've stepped in really close without realizing it. And he's gone quiet and flat. He's emotionally leaving the room. And I'm frantically trying to get him to talk to me to make this okay before he leaves, because nothing's actually happened, but yet somehow we're in this dynamic and I don't know how we got here. And this is the part that feels like a conversation gone slightly wrong, but really if we strip it back, there's one person that pushes and there's someone else who might step back. It's a pattern. This is demand withdrawal. I want to move it forward. It'll take 2 seconds. I want to settle it down. I'm a people pleaser. Don't want to go all day without having this conversation. And it's sitting there unfinished, which feels worse for me. And I move towards, but at the same time, he's doing the opposite. I don't want to get into it. Not right now, later. It's not random. He's trying to lower the load. And the more that I move in, the more that he moves out. And the heavier and the quicker I come in, the more he pulls back. The topic didn't get any bigger, but suddenly it's costing more to both of us because we're both working in directly the opposite ways. So in the moment that I'm frantically trying to appear calm and like it's not a big deal, he's leaving because he can feel me coming in. And that's the loop. The more I resolve it, the less available he is. The less available he is, the more I need to resolve it. And it feeds itself and I end up panicking. And this is why it can feel really frustrating, but we haven't even started having the conversation. And this is where sometimes in those moments, I make it mean about me. I can't bring anything up properly. I make things hard and into a fight without even saying anything yet. Why do other people not seem to have this whole internal build up first, where I have to wait for the right moment, try and say it carefully, keep my tone steady, not come in too hard, not leave it too long. It seems to go straight from me saying, can we talk or can we chat, to him saying, why is this really hard? And then it starts turning inward. Why do I always push? Why can't I leave it? Why does it matter so much that we deal with this now? Why can't I just move on for the day? And it feels like the common denominator is me. They go quiet, I keep going, they pull back, I move closer. And there's a part of me that thinks, is it me? Do I make things heavy? Maybe I am too intense, too much, too quick, too ready. Because from then on, you're not just standing in a kitchen trying to have one conversation in one moment. You're standing there thinking of every single version of this, every other time it's gone wrong. And that's the part that can somehow start sticking to us. Not just that conversation didn't work, but maybe I'm the type of personality that conversations don't work with. Maybe I don't know how to do this. Maybe I push too hard. Am I hard work? And once it lands there, it's not frustrating anymore. It feels personal. And this is where we need to shift it. Is that really what's happening? Is it you trying to settle something that feels unfinished? And of course, a lot of us are going to move towards it. The people pleasers, the people that do hypervigilance, that emotionally regulate for the family, because leaving something like that costs something. And on their side, it looks like they're avoiding it. But that's not necessarily what's happening either. It's not necessarily them shutting you out. They're not ready. And these two things, when you move towards and they move away, they might be two people trying to regulate in the same moment. but in two different directions. This is why it can flip so quickly, not because of what you've said or how you've said it, but because the timing of those two responses can collide. So it's not you're pushing, they're avoiding you. It might be you're trying to settle it right now and they're trying not to overload right now. So back to that kitchen, the same bench, the same silence, the same sentence, not right now. And you felt tight. You stepped closer. You started to feel panicked, like you needed to move in quickly. As you do that, we can choose to see it for what it is, that one of us moves forward towards the other person in discomfort to settle it, and the other person moves away to survive it, to feel okay, to regulate first. But this happens at the exact same time. It's timing, and that's what makes it so exhausting over time, particularly when we only have small pockets of time without other people in our house hearing our arguments. And this is what can make it feel so exhausting. A lot of us have got these relationships with family or friends where the conversation never gets a real start. It just keeps breaking at the same point. Right there at the doorway, at the bench, can we talk? Not right now. And this is where the typical demand withdrawal pattern does exactly what it does. It turns urgency and withdrawal into mutual threat. And that's why it can feel so loaded so quickly, because it's not just this conversation, you're in all the other versions of it too. So the shift is here. It's not pretending the moment is easy. It isn't easy. If you are the person that likes to move in, as am I, pretending that not right now feels fine doesn't work. It's probably not going to feel fine. But instead of taking that moment and interpreting it and making it mean they don't love me, they don't care, see the moment for what it actually is before you turn it into something about your character. Because it's not proof that you communicate badly or that your hard work, whatever it is that you're saying to yourself, or proof that they don't care. It is the point where two different regulation strategies hit each other head on. And once you see that for what it is, something stops sticking with you. You don't have to keep turning this timing mismatch into self-blame. This is just collision of a different communication style. So next time you're in the kitchen or the hallway or the car, wherever it is, and you hear not right now, or someone starts moving towards you, bringing it up right now, and you're not ready for that, maybe you feel the whole spike comes up. But in that moment, make it mean something different. It isn't rejection or failure. It might be just the point where two people go out of sync. And that is not the same thing as you being too much or you not being able to handle conflict in that moment. So let's flip it. Let's say you feel the moment, the spike, the tightening. Maybe you have an opportunity to do something different in the moment. A lot of us in relationships with friends and family are in these patterns and we don't know what they are and how it seems to make the communication tricky when you're discussing something simple. I'll put into the show notes more information about the demand withdrawal pattern and where it comes from and the way that one person can take this pursuing role and the other person can take the withdrawal role and how it becomes an argument before you've started talking. If you can start to see this differently as a nervous system response and a timing issue, you have an opportunity to communicate differently and talk to your partner or your family member that you're in this relationship with about how it feels for you. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you next week.
Quick announcement. Did you know that we have an ADHD month shop filled with resources designed just for you? These resources are packed with answers to the most frequently asked questions I get sent in via email. Everything from understanding ADHD and autism to practical tips for daily life. There's also a free assessment tool. If you're wondering about ADHD or autism for yourself or your little one, don't forget to check out the free assessment tool under free resources section on my website, adhdmums.com.au.